Yeah, of course. I turn on the recorder and the tractor starts backing up. Good morning. 7:34. Yeah, 7:34. Is that right? Yeah, I'm sure it is. Relatively sure. Yeah, 7:34. 7:34 on 424/24. Blah, 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 blah. Lots of force, lots of force. There is a lawn covered with pink flamingos. All right. Not something you see every day in Colorado. These are all lawn flamingos. They're not like real flamingos. There's three or four of them that have fuzzy plumes. I'm not exactly sure what's going on there. I'm relatively certain they weren't there yesterday. Or the day before, because I wasn't here yesterday, was I? No, yesterday was... yesterday was upper body day. I had to do the grocery run. I had to do the grocery run twice. So, yeah, my morning got pretty well chewed up. I had spoons left for writing or walking, not both. I wrote. Not a lot, not great, but I wrote. Trying to keep a little momentum going. Starting the roll, starting it moving is the hard part. Once I get it going, keeping it rolling is a lot easier. Momentum. Some of the moments. It is a lot colder than I thought it was going to be. It's 50 degrees. It's mostly blue sky day. There's a little bit of cloud off to the northwest. And I see a few puffy clouds off to the south. But 50 degrees without the sun is a lot cooler than I expected. I'm not freezing to death by any means, but my fingers are cold. On the other side of that is that my fingers are always cold. Lately it's been really difficult for me to stay warm. Now my body telling me to warm up for the deep chill. Oh, so many blossoming trees. Beautiful, beautiful blue. Blue. Beautiful, beautiful blossoms trees. There's one in particular. I think it's a crab apple. I think it's a flowering crab. That's on the beginning of the walk. And the sun... It's on the eastern side of the path here. So this, when the sun comes up and shines on it, and then there's a blue sky behind it, and it's just beautiful. There's one here on the corner too, and a couple across the way. This one looks like it's, yeah, this one's about starting to go by a little bit. There's more green near the top. Still. Spring. We have another couple of weeks of poetic spring before we come to the beginning of the summer poetry season, the summer haiku season, which starts in May, not in June. But we've got a lot of there's a lot of astronomical spring that still hasn't quite taken off yet. I got that one garden that I keep my eye on. It's put up a couple of tulip blossoms. They're just little teardrops so far. And there's only a couple of them. And the main garden hasn't even begun to sprout daffodils. And here we have some deciduous trees that are all leafed out. Wow. Not many, but there's a few right here beside the road that maybe they turned their sprinklers on. Give them enough juice to leaf out like that. Wow, that's a pretty green. I'm almost done with Scott Baron. This is the last Scott Baron book in the Dragon Mage Charlie series. I'm ready for something else. Even if this weren't the last book of the series, it might be the last book for Scott and me. It's not you, Scott, it's me. Oh, this looks like serious work.
Good morning.
Good morning. They're putting down the pylons. Looking like they're gonna do some deconstruction here on the what I laughingly call the city's busiest intersection. There. Morning dove cooing up a storm over there, sitting up on the peak of the roof. Very cool. So, yesterday I played a little bit with dinosaurs. The games have all... I also played a little Cities: Skylines, I think. The games have all reached about the same level of... I did finally kill off all of my Omega accounts for EVE Online. One, there were too many. Two, I haven't played it in months. Three, and they're really doubling down on the PvP. They're creating their own first-person shooter. Like, it's not already a first-person shooter. But this is like boots on the ground. Guns in the hand, rawr, first-person shooter. Yeah. This isn't the way I want to play. This isn't the game I want to play. And yeah, I just saw a notice about a new update to mining planets. But the way I read it, it's mining planets in Null Sec space. So you have to be part of a large corporation. And if I wanted to be part of a large corporation, I'd get a fucking job. Pardon my French. Because most of those corporations in EVE Online wind up being just another job. That's not how I want to play. Alright, here comes somebody. Making the turn east, the sun feels good in my face. Holy cow. I didn't realize how chilly it had gotten. My face. We're walking in the same direction. Okay, fine. The, looks like they've moved some things around here in the ditch. Making progress, maybe. Having kept this mowed down last year, there's plenty of ugly-looking weeds growing up. Come on, pony, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. Picked up a couple interesting pens yesterday, I think. We'll see what they look like when I get them in. I won the bid on two Estabrooks, the old lever fillers. And lever fillers are a risky auction unless I'm willing to figure out and learn how to replace the ink sacs in them, learn how to apply heat appropriately to separate the pieces out, melt the shellac that's holding them together. But one of them is apparently brand new in its box, never been inked. The lever, I can hear the lever making its sack do the little squishy sound, and I see the bubbles when I try to fill it in water. So I'm cautiously optimistic that that one will actually still work without major overhaul. Also got a red. The one in the box is a green SJ. But I got a red J. Estabrook J. Double jewel. Honest to God. Full size Estabrook J. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's also full of ink. It was a mess. It's still kind of a mess. I'm in the process of getting it cleaned out now. That sound you hear is a skateboarder heading off to school. It looks like a high school kid wearing his shin-length board shorts. Ear-length hair. Looking very 70s. Although I don't think skateboards were that big a deal in the 70s. Ooh, first lilacs. Down near the ground, there's a couple of little scrutily looking lilac blossoms. Looking bluesomey. Think about news lately. I've been following a guy named Jarvis on Mastodon, and he used to be a J school instructor, and I'm not sure what he's doing now. He's written a couple of books. And sadly, they're Chad Bubbs, I can't read them, but an interesting guy. And I follow him on Mastodon because he quite frequently skewers Chad Pup, mainstream news, journalism in particular, the lack of credulity in New York Times is one of his hobby horses, and with some cause. Washington Post isn't much better. Seeing the shenanigans that those two major papers get up to, you know, I could afford to subscribe to one or the other. Probably afford to subscribe to both now that I'm no longer subscribing to EVE Online. But, the reality is, I don't see the benefit. It's... I don't need a bunch of both sides journalisms. There are topics that do have both sides. Climate change isn't one of them. Fascism isn't one of them. There's no other side if the other side's goal is to erase from the earth me or the people I love. And by extension, people other people love. I don't have to be a father to want to protect children. I don't have to be a husband or have daughters in order to understand misogyny. The systemic racism is tiring. And I'm not even subject to it. Directly, anyway. We're all subject to it, one way or another. Park is looking good today. Lot of green. Oh, look at that green. That's pretty green. The understory grasses alongside the ditch, because the ditch has had a lot of water lately because of the snow and the rain. We've had a little bit of rain. We've had an amazing amount of snow, although most of the water in the snow is like a fraction. A lot of snow that results in actually a fractional inch of water. But poor man fertilizer, man. That's what it's called. Late spring snows. Yeah, alongside the ditch, that green is like a little piece of Ireland. Come to the plains, a little piece of Ireland. Terrible accent. I'm sorry. I apologize to all the Irish people in the world. Willow trees looking green. These little crab apples looking purple. And the big ones looking white. Look at that. That's gorgeous. Yeah, like you can see it. Anyway, if I had a brain, I'd take a picture. But I want to get home. I got stuff to do, people to see, things to do. comes the school bus. Good morning, Mr. School Bus. Oh, my lilacs are showing hints of purple too. Excellent, excellent. Coming up on it. Maple trees have got their little helicopters already. Look at that, holy cow. Turn my back for a minute, what happens? Everything happens. Dry mouth. I'm ready for another cup of coffee. But that's okay because I am at the back gate. I can get another cup of coffee soon. It's where I say tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.